So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the source for the Mishnah's halacha of kol sheyesh lo matirin bein lo adam bein lemezbeach, chayav nelav mishum pigul. One is liable to karas for eating pigul only if he ate from the parts of the carbon that zrika or haktara accomplishes their heter, such as to permit the meat or flour for human consumption, or to permit the fats or other parts to be burned on the mezbeach. The pasuk of pigul states, v'im yahachol yahachol mipsar zevach shlama pigul yeah, v'anefesh hachelis b'men avaynetisa. The word shlama alone would imply that pigul applies only to kayetze b'shlamim. Nechel l'shneyam v'layla echad. A carbon that is like shlamim that can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Therefore, the word mitbaster teaches, kol sheshiyara nechalin, pigul applies to all zvachim that are eaten such as chatzis v'ashim, nechel liyam v'layla. All carbons that are eaten for only 1 day and one night. And the word zevach teaches that pigul applies even to oila she'en shiyareh nechalin, a carbon oila that is not eaten at all, only burned on the mizbeach. And the source that pigul also applies to carbons that are not zvachim, such as ha'ifes v'amanachis, is derived through gzeirah shav from tumah. The pasuk of tumah states, asher hemaktishim li, which implies that tumah applies to all items that became hektish. And v'asa neisr chilul chilul mitumah, v'asa pigul oven oven min neisr. And neisr is derived from tumah through gzeirah shav of the words chilul, and pigul is then derived from neisr through gzeirah shav of the words oven, that pigul applies to all items that are hektish. However, the word shlamav regarding pigul excludes as follows. Ma shlam miyuchad m'sheyesh le'matirin bein la'odem bein la'mezbeach, av kol sheyesh le'matirin bein la'odem bein la'mezbeach, chayav nalei mishum pigul. Pigul applies only to garbanas like a shlam that the zrika accomplishes a heter to permit its basar to be eaten and to permit its emurim to be burnt. But pigul does not apply to garbanas that does not require heter to be burnt, such as kaimetz, keteres, ulevayna. The Mishnah proceeds with a machlekes regarding parma nestrafim, masir nestrafim, whether the chatayis apnimius become pigul. The blood is sprinkled inside the heichel, and the meat is burnt outside the azar. The Tanakhama holds chayav nalav mishum pigul because dam and matir is emurim lekarv. They are considered yesh lematir lemezbeach because the hazayis hadam permits his fats to be burned on the mezbeach. While Reb Shimon holds ein chayav nalav mishum pigul because the word shlamav also excludes mashlam miyuchadin sheyesh ba'al mezbeach achitzin v'chayav nalav yatsu parma nestrafim mesir nestrafim hoyel she'ein al mezbeach achitzin keshlam ein chayav nalav mishum pigul. Pigul applies only to a carbon like a shlam whose blood is applied outside on the mezbech hachitzen, but pigul does not apply to the chatoyis apnimius whose blood is applied inside on the mezbech apnimi. The Gemara at the end of the daf cites a third opinion, that of Rabbi Lazim Shem Rabbi Yisak Lili, who makes the following distinction. Machshava b'chutz b'dava hanasa b'chutz pigul. The chatoyis apnimius do become pigul if he had a machshava's pigul about an achila that is done b'chutz, while doing an avoida that is done b'chutz, such as hareini sheichit, lishbech shirayim l'machar, lahakter murm l'machar. During Shechita, he had a machshavas pigul to pour out the leftover blood or burn the fats outside in the azara on the mezbech hachitzen, in which both the avoida and the achila are b'chutz. However, machshava b'chutz b'dava nasa b'fnim loy pigul. The chatayis apnimius do not become pigul if the machshava was about an achila that is done b'fnim, even though it was during an avoida that is done b'chutz, such as hareini sheichid lahazaz medama l'machar. During Shechita outside, he had a machshavas pigul to sprinkle the blood inside the heichel on the pareches tomorrow. And likewise, Machshava b'fnim b'dava nasa b'chutz le'pigul. The chatayis apnimius do not become pigul if the machshava was during an avoda that is done b'fnim, even if it was about an achila that is done b'chutz, such as hareini maza amenas lahakter emurim b'lishbech shirayim l'machar. During hazah inside, he had a machshava's pigul to pour out the leftover blood or burn the fats outside on the mezbech hachitzen. And Rabbi Yisak Lili's source is in the pasuk of Parakoyin Mashiach that states, "Kasher yurim mishur zevach hashlam." The pasuk makes a hekesh, a comparison of parkoy mashiach and korban shlamim to teach ma'asher zevach hashlamim at sheyu ma'isav machshavoisav al mezbech hachitzen, av parkoy mashiach at sheyu machshavoisav ma'isav al mezbech hachitzen. Pigul applies only in the same way as a shlamim, in which both the avoda and the machshavas achila are done outside on the mezbech hachitzen. The Mishnah proceeds with a second machlokes regarding minchas nesachim, where the pigul applies to the mincha that is brought with an oil of shlamim and is burned on the mezbech, and this can be done in one of two ways, either boinim azevach, the Michas Nesachim is brought together with the carbon, or Boin Bifnei Atzman, the Michas Nesachim is brought later, even 10 days after the carbon. Now, all agree in Nesachim Abon Bifnei Atzman, Ein Chayav Nalam Mishim Pigul, because She'en HaZevach Matir L'Karv. The carbon does not accomplish its heter, since the Michas Nesachim is brought without the carbon, and the Michas Nesachim is considered Ein Lehem Matirin. The Machlik is only in Nesachim Abon Im HaZevach. Remeir holds Chayav Nalam Mishim Pigul, because Memnei Shadam HaZevach Matir L'Karv. The carbon does accomplish its heter since the Michas Nesachim was brought together with the carbon and the Michas Nesachim is considered yesh le'matirin. While the Chacham hold in chayav nalav mishum pigul because as Rashi explains, the kivin the yachal ha'akim Nesachim l'machar nimtzit she'in hazevach matirin l'karv elehe matirin nesatzman. The carbon does not accomplish this heter, since the Minchas Nesachim can be brought without the carbon, and the Minchas Nesachim is considered Ein Lehem Matir. The Mishnah then proceeds with a similar machlekes regarding Lug Shemesh Shel Metzera, the oil that is brought with the Asham Metzera. It was first sprinkled 7 times and then applied to the Metzera's earlobe, right thumb, and right toe, and the remainder was applied on his head. And this could also be done in one of 2 ways. Either Ba'im Ha'asham, the Lug Shemen can be brought together with the Asham Metzera, or Ba'bifnei Atzmai, the Lug Shemen can be brought later, even 10 days after the Asham Metzera. All agree in Ba'bifnei Atzmai, in Chayem Lam Shem Pikul, because she ain't a Zevach Metir in the Karv. The carbon does not accomplish its Hatter, since the Lug Shemen was brought without the Asham. Therefore, the Lug Shemen is considered in Lehem Matir. And the Azalias of the Lug Shemen are not considered Matir for the remaining Shemen, because as Rashi explains, she'in mefagal el adam oikoimitz eshiyarov. Only the dam of a carbon or a koimitz of a mincha can accomplish pigle, Shemen cannot accomplish pigle. The machlekes is only in ba'im ha'ashem. Remeir holds chayyom elam shem pigle, because mepnei shadam azevach matirin lamatin behind this vishyarov lachila. Larb Shimon holds in chayyom elam shem pigle, because kibin sha'adam may be luga adasar yamim, nimsa she'in ha'ashem matirei. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for the Mishnah's halacha that the following karbanos are yeshle matirin la'adam. They're permitted for human consumption. The pasuk in Parashas Karach states, "Ze yilach mekodesh hakodeshim min eish kol karbanim l'chol mechasim l'chol chatasim l'chol hashavam." The word kol is mentioned 4 times to include the following: kol karbanim l'rabis loig shemen shal metzayra. The remainder of the loig shemen is permitted for consumption, even though it's not min eish. It was not put on the mezbech. L'chol minchasim l'rabis minchas emir u'minchas kanois. The shirayim of the minchas ha'imer and the minchas seitar are permitted for consumption, even though these menachas do not accomplish kapara. Ulachol chatasim, l'rabbis chatas ha'if. The meat of a chatas ha'if is permitted for consumption, even though it's nevela, since it did not have shechita, only malika. Ulachol hashamam, l'rabbis asham ha'nazir. The meat of an asham nazir is permitted for consumption, even though it does not accomplish kapara.